Chazal, in numerous places, both in the Medrash as well as in the Gemara, make the strong connection between Lashon Hara and Motzi Shem Ra and the general Isurim and damage that a person can do by verbally speaking about other people, gossiping, etc., and the phenomenon of Tzara'as, the spiritual type plague that is sometimes mistranslated as leprosy. While it's clear that this is a very negative thing and has, according to Chazal, this terrible impact of creating this tumah called tzara'as, it is not necessarily obvious from that fact alone that there is an actual prohibition, let alone a Torah prohibition in Isra Daraisa, to speak Lashon Hara. In fact, even though it's not necessarily obvious from the psukim, the Rishonim generally do assume that, in fact, there are halachic prohibitions involved. And notably, for example, the Rambam in Hilchos Theos, in the beginning of Perek Zayin, actually suggests that there is an Isser Deoraisa, and he includes three different categories of prohibited speech, all under the same prohibition. Number one is what he calls Rechilus. And Rambam defines Rechilus as gossip, where a person goes from person to person. Did you hear what he said? She told me this. I heard this. So there's nothing particularly negative or destructive. It's just the very act of gossiping and running around sharing information from person to person. That itself is prohibited, says the Rambam, under the prohibition of Rechilus. In fact, the Rambam adds, Afal pishu emes, even though everything you're saying is true, hareza machriv es olam. To be a gossiper inevitably will destroy the social fabric, destroy the world. The Rambam continues, however, and he says there's a second category, which is even worse, avon godol mizeh, and that's what he calls lashon hara. And that, the Rambam says, is when you're gossiping about true things, but that are specifically negative about a person. If you are sharing negative information about person A with person B, that is lashon hara. That is even worse than stam gossip. And last, but and definitely least, that is to say the worst of all three, is motzi shem ra, and that is slandering. And that is, in other words, you are not only sharing negative information, but the information you're sharing is in fact not true. It's a sheker, it's a slander. And that is the third and the worst form. But all three of these, according to the Rambam, are subsumed under the same umbrella of a single prohibition midaraisa. It's interesting that the Vilna Gaon, in his commentary to Megillas Esther, towards the end of the Megillah in Perek Yud, when it describes that Mordechai was doresh tov la'amo, what does that mean, that Mordechai, in his new position, was doing good things, saying good things, doresh tov la'amo, says the Vilna Gaon in his commentary to Megillas Esther. He was doing ma'asim tovim, he was doing good deeds for the people, but he was also treating them with good midos. And then adds the Vilna Gaon, v'hamidos tovos hein yoser mikulan, midos tovos are even more important than good deeds. Kihem kolulin kol Torah, says the Gra, a very fascinating comment, which we don't have time to elaborate on, but in the Gra's view, a very dramatic statement, midos embody the entire Torah. However, now that he has made that dramatic statement, he certainly caught our attention, the Vilna Gaon continues and he gives examples. What are examples of bad midos? If you get angry, and we see that it's considered very bad, because Chazal in one place refer to that as being like Oved Avodah Zarah, like idolatry. And then the Gra adds one other example, Kalam Asaper Lashon Hara, Kikofer Beikar. Chazal and some of those statements are so negative and so condemning of someone who gossips, who speaks Lashon Hara, that it is also a form of heresy. So that's the Vilna Gaon. And he focuses on and categorizes Lashon Hara as a form of Midos Ra'os, the opposite of Midos Tovos. Interestingly, Rav Asher Weiss, in one of his essays, wonders, is it perhaps possible that the Vilna Gaon is arguing on the Rambam, by the Vilna Gaon emphasizing that it is midos ra'os, it's bad midos to speak Lashon Hara? Does he mean it's quote-unquote only bad midos, but not technically usur? So Rav Asher Weiss actually suggests that he thinks no. In fact, he says, of course it's usur. The Vilna Gaon is saying not only is speaking Lashon Hara usur, but in fact, it is hashchasas hamidos, it is destroying your own inner character, since the shoresh, the root of why do people gossip in the first place, is that they have an ayin ra, or a lev ra. They look negatively against other people. They're stingy, they're jealous of other people, and therefore that's why they gossip about them. So you should know, says the Vilna Gaon, in essence, it's not just that it's usur. That's the least of your problems. It's not just usur, but it's also a horrible midah, which is self-destructive. Among the many, many different and fascinating halachic discussions that pertain to the prohibition of Lashon Hara is a well-known story which is said to have taken place and therefore revolves around a halachic debate between the Chafetz Chaim and Rav Yisrael Salanter. When the Chafetz Chaim published his work, his magnum opus, on the laws of Lashon Hara, he wanted Rav Yisrael Salanter, an elder sage, to give an approbation, a haskama. However, Rav Yisrael Salanter refused, and when the Chafetz Chaim asked him why not, he said, "I read through the whole book, it's remarkable, but there's one thing you said I disagreed with. You said," the Chafetz Chaim, "that if a person speaks Lashon Hara about another person, if they want to repent, it's not enough to just express their regret to Hashem, to do vidui, but they have to ask the victim, the subject, who they gossiped about, they have to ask for forgiveness." Says Rav Yisrael Salanter, "There's no way you can do that, because if a person didn't even know you were slandering them, you were talking badly about them, you were speaking Lashon Hara, and you then go over to them and say, 'You know, I was the one who was speaking Lashon Hara about you last year, but will you forgive me? I feel really bad about it.' You're going to be hurting them again." So said the Chafetz Chaim, "What do you want from me? It's in Rabbeinu Yonah, one of the Rishonim, counts in his Shari Tshuva. He says in Lashon Hara you can only get forgiven if you ask the victim, the person you were speaking about, forgiveness." So Rav Shaul Salanter says, "I can't agree with it. There's no way. It can't be that in order to get forgiveness for the thing you did wrong, you have to embarrass the person or hurt their feelings again. No way." They agreed to disagree, and he didn't give him the haskama. What a fascinating machlokes. And many different contemporary writers have discussed this, and most pretty much agree with Rav Yisrael Salanter, and point out that if we're talking about a case where the person who was gossiped about doesn't know that you were gossiping about them, better not to tell them, because that will just hurt them even more. So what should you do? On the other hand, isn't the Chafetz Chaim right? Don't we usually say that you need to ask a person for forgiveness in order to get tshuva if you did a sin of Benam Chavero? So the answer is you must do some kind of vague apology. In general, if I did anything wrong. But don't specifically mention that you gossiped.